A new documentary titled Escaramuza, Riding from the Heart, presents a sport with its historical roots in the Mexican Revolution. The Mexican-American women involved in it strive to earn the opportunity to return to Mexico to compete. Joining me are the co-producer of Escaramuza, Riding from the Heart, Robin Rosenthal from KPCC in Pasadena, California. The other producer was her husband, Bill. Robin, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
And Sandy Torres, co-captain of Las Azaleas, one of the teams of horsewomen featured in the film. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Sandy, there are elements of rodeo in the competition featured in the film, but would you please explain what the sport requires beyond great individual horsemanship, or in this case, horsewomanship?
Well, it requires a lot of dedication and a lot of teamwork, and it is the female branch of the sport of charrería. It's eight girls all, and eight horses have to be all in unison to compete, and we have to have very precise riding and choreographed routines that we put together that we're scored on.
Now, precise doesn't really begin to explain this without seeing it, because without precision, there's a lot of crashing into each other at top speed on horses. Las Azaleas, the team you co-captained, seems to be made up of an awful lot of sisters and cousins and mothers and daughters. So this is, I gather, something that's passed on down the generations.
Yes, it is. It's a sport that I've participated in and watched ever since I was a child. My grandfather took part in it. So every Sunday we spent it at Charriadas watching my dad participate and, you know, my brother. And that's where you spent your weekend. So it was just natural for all of us to take part in the sport. And then you make your friends every weekend. So, you know, families are always together. So it just seemed natural for us to all ride together since we've pretty much grown up together. And with the Azaleas, ever, you know, at a young age, we know what it takes to compete at that level. So it just kind of keeps filling in and keeps rotating with the younger generation of girls.
There are regional competitions and state competitions and so on in the U.S., but the goal for Las Azaleas is an invitation to compete in Mexico. Robin, how did the team earn that honor?
They competed in a series of competitions here in the United States, but those competitions are under the auspices of the Mexican Federation of Charrería. And there's kind of a benchmark score that, you know, is a sort of a rotating scale between not only the teams in the United States, but the teams in Mexico, of which there are a couple hundred in Mexico. So, you know, as that high score changes over the season, the teams have to, you know, get up into the top 80, I believe it is, in order to earn a place in Mexico.
I want to play a little clip from the film, during which we'll hear a couple of the riders, the younger riders, anticipating a trip to Mexico they think they're going to make.
I was excited when we made it. At first, I thought, I was like, oh my God, we made it. Like, I'm going to go to Mexico finally.
Me and Susana, it was our first year, you know, that we actually made it, and we're actually going to go ride in Congreso.
All this talk about the things that were happening in Mexico, but we never really thought anything about it. We were all just kind of like, oh.
Robin, filming that meeting, during which eventually the members of Las Azaleas learned that they would not be going to Mexico because it was deemed to be too dangerous at that time, that couldn't have been much fun for you.
You're right, not at all. I mean, Bill and I were devastated. We thought, there goes our movie. You know, we always, of course, envisioned the, you know, triumphal going to Mexico and competing in Mexico, you know, as the ending of the film. So we didn't know what we were going to do at that point. We just knew, you know, we have to film this, and then we've got to scramble and figure out what we're going to do.
Sandy, was it hard to keep the members of your team enthusiastic about riding when that trip didn't come off?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it broke our hearts, and especially the girls, that it was their first year. I mean, this is what you work for. This is our Super Bowl. It's kind of like you made it to the big game, you're ready to go, and then, just kidding, you can't go. So very heartbreaking for everyone, but we, you know, we had to keep it going and tell them the positives of it, give us another year to get ready, and we would be back. And it was just kind of postponing it, but just letting them know, hey, you know, we're Azaleas, we got to keep on pushing and make it again next year.
Well, the arc of the film does swoop up again when, in the next year, Las Azaleas do travel to Mexico. And then at the critical point in the competition, well, Sandy, here you are in the film with your co-captain, Maribel, explaining what happens.
We're good, we're good, we're good. We got this. You could see it in our faces. We were still smiling, heads up, reins up. But when it came down to our combinado, which was the most valuable exercise of the routine, we crashed.
The crash, which meant that the team would not advance to the finals, must have been devastating. And Robin, you had to be once again hoping for a different result.
Absolutely. I mean, I was, Bill was, you know, on the floor shooting, and I was shooting with a smaller camera right in the audience with the moms and the other assembled family members. And my camera was trained on them, and I saw the look on their faces. And I really had to keep doing what I was doing. And I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something going on in the Lienzo. And then the minute it was over, each of us had to dash outside. And all we wanted to do was cry along with everybody else. But once again, we had to keep shooting.
I would feel bad about revealing so much of what happens in the documentary, except that who wins and who doesn't seems secondary to me in the storytelling. Let's listen to just one more clip from the film in which one of the riders is looking ahead.
I do plan to ride again, but I would have liked it if my mom would try one more time because my mom has always, always, always rode with me. And I feel like if she were there to be on the top 18 with me on the Congreso, yeah, it'd be a big honor.
All right. Now, Robin, you have to be honest with me here. You didn't send out to Central Casting and ask for the perfect, dutiful, dedicated daughter for that scene, did you?
No. But that, I mean, Bianca is just a wonderful young lady. And I think what she expresses there about the honor of riding with her mother is just so much a part of Escaramuza and also so much a part of Mexican-American culture. And no, I mean, you know, yeah, sure, it was a Barbara Walters crying moment, but, you know, I it was from the heart, and I think that it really expresses the multi-generational characteristics of this, especially since the film starts out with Bianca and her mother, Ronnie, looking through a scrapbook from Ronnie's mother's time in Escaramuza.
And I think it shows the passion that the girls have at such a young age of wanting to do good and wanting to compete. Bianca was in charge of the Azaleas B team, which is the younger team, since she was probably 12 years old. She became the captain, so she took on that responsibility, and it just showed all of discipline and gave her a whole new, set of discipline and responsibility that are instilled into her on her own because of the team at such a young age. And she just turned into an all-around great competitor and loves, has a passion for it and wants to win and wants to do a good job for her family and for herself.
Sandy Torres is one of the stars of Escaramuza, Riding from the Heart, which will premiere on the PBS series Voces on October 5th. Sandy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Robin Rosenthal is the producer of the film. Robin, thanks very much.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Parati. We had help this week from Amanda Art and from KPCC in Pasadena, California. Our intern is Dana Haddock, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Mitch Tyke's Velodrome photo gallery or Marissa Latzman's pictures of high school quarterback Aaron DiMeglio, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagameradio. Our final word comes from CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle, who lovingly welcomes back the NFL refs.
My office is in my basement where there's sewer rats. Your office is next to Eli Manning. I'm not going to feel bad for you if you're only making $150,000 a year for 3 months' work. I can't feel bad for you.
Yeah, well, Greg, who said you couldn't go to ref school? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.